The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Full Service Radio and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Full Service.
Yeah, Bushwick Internet World, what's good? This is Jack Inslee. Once again, you're locked into Full Service Radio on HeritageRadioNetwork.org and Gunwash.com here every single Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. Special show tonight. We've got Fee Unit in the building. What's good?
What's up?
Yo, and that's Fee Unit, not Fi Unit,
exactly.
Which is what I drunkenly screamed into the microphone while he was playing Full Service.
Everyone does it.
Everyone does. It's an embarrassing mistake, I think, because it should be obvious.
Yep, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm disappointed. But we'll get into the origins of the name and everything else. But how you feeling, man?
Doing good.
You just moved to Bushwick, right?
Moved to Williamsburg about a month or two ago.
Oh, Williamsburg.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're close enough then.
Yeah. Just like 4 or 5 blocks away.
Yeah, you just heard an iPhone and it's mine, so I should be fired. That's a side note. I want to thank Joe for engineering this week's show. Sarah is also in the building helping out. Thank you. And I don't want to waste too much time. I do want to say that the Gold River party at Tandem last night was really incredible. Vuan Allure, guy who like helped pioneer ballroom and Vogue, spun last night.
That's what I heard.
On a Wednesday. It really went in for a Wednesday. So out to Jerry Jones, out to Mohegan Sun, and Rectech, who all also spun at that party. That was definitely live. And we'll preview more parties and other things later. But let's get Fee behind the decks right now.
Sounds good.
Can start setting up.
All right.
And you guys will be really into this. I met Fee a while ago, and the man definitely has some sounds. So like I said, if you found us on Gunwash.com or HeritageRadioNetwork.org, come back every week. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher as a podcast. It's Full Service Radio. Just search the internet for it, FullServiceParty.com, for all things Full Service. I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're getting right into the sounds of Fee Unit right now. We'll be back about 45 minutes for an interview. Here we go.
Then
I love the way when you kiss me right. much too young for you. But you tell them that I can do what girls their age could do. Oh, babe, allow me to love you down. Even if it takes all night, allow me to love you down. You know it's not so right, allow me to love you down.
But this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the Benz wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with the stick, old Vex King. She calling, she texting, she's falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them
rules. Let me love you down. Even if it takes all night, let me love you down. You know it's got to be so right. Let me love you down.
Thank you. I don't wanna know. face to face or over the phone. When I hear your voice, I'm right at home.
Bushwick, ooh. Internet world. Damn, that was real sex music that you just played.
I tried.
You succeeded, man. You've been listening to the sounds of Fee Unit. That was really good. You had the whole studio vibing out, man. Thanks for that set.
Yo, I'm all about the vibes.
Clearly so. Before we start the music part of this interview, we're at HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a food radio station, so I have to ask you this. Your dream gig? You can put any meal you want in your rider. What meal do you want when you're done with your set?
You know, I can't think about it right now, but the first thing that comes to mind is this one party I went to where...
Talk right into the mic.
There was this one party I went to wasn't a dream meal, but I was standing next to A-Track somehow, and there was just chicken nuggets everywhere, and I went to town on those chicken nuggets. It was popping. It was popping. I don't know if it was a dream meal, but it was good. It was good.
That's my favorite answer yet, mountain of chicken nuggets. That's very official.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that... Okay. So, we'll go with that. First of all, the name... Well, first of all, I want to read the first line from your bio, which I think may make more sense now after the set. Fee Unit is your little sister's favorite DJ. Now, why do you say that?
You know, whatever your little sister listens to, that's what I try to play. But, you know, I make it pop a little more. Ask anybody's little sister who their favorite little DJ or who their favorite DJ is.
Yeah.
It'll probably be Fee Unit.
Wow. You heard it here. That's a quite the claim. So the name Fee Unit, I kind of said before the show, a lot of people fuck it up, Fi Unit, whatever. Where does the name come from?
So real name Fee, last name not Unit, but you know, back in the day when I was in high school, actually, I was running for student body president, and that was prime time of the G Unit days, and I came up with some idea to make my campaign Fee Unit, so vote Fee or die trying, you know?
Wow, really?
So that's where it came from, and it just caught on. I was selling t-shirts. My math teacher was popping a Fee Unit t-shirt, my physics teacher, and I thought it was, like, kind of catchy. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. And then, you know, I started Googling, like, Fee Unit, does anyone else have it? Obviously, a lot of sororities, but something else was pretty crazy was, you know, there is a Fee Unit, Phi Unit, proportion, golden ratio is what people like to call it, 1.618 is the most beautiful number in the world. So I was like, you know, that kind of fits with my name, so I'm gonna keep
it. That's a great story. That's one of the better stories I've heard.
That's where it came from.
Wow. We and I don't know if you know, we have a lot of mutual connections through NYU.
Oh, so
which is
many.
Really
so
random.
Many.
Out to Sharon.
What up, Sharon? How you
what
doing? Out Joe, how you doing?
We're gonna get there in a minute. Wait, where did you grow up? Where did this whole Fee Unit phenomenon go down?
Colorado, born and raised.
Colorado.
Denver Broncos, what up?
So what prompted the move to New York?
School, the city, you know. I am a laid-back dude, but I like the fast-paced lifestyle, and New York fits me well for that.
What did you come to NYU to study?
Actually, I was double major in neuroscience and psychology.
Wow.
Yeah, next-level stuff.
That's very next-level. So, obvious question, how does DJing fit into that equation?
Hey, if you're rocking the floor, you got to figure out how people think. So, you know, I use my social psychology knowledge, like, oh, you know, how do you make it so that you build the vibe of the room and make things pop or make things, you know, die down if it's too crazy?
There's a science behind that, and it's probably got a lot to do with that golden number, too.
Exactly. The golden proportion, the Fee Unit. What's up?
So, luckily, Joe Galarraga's engineering the show. Now, he told me before the show you were his RA.
I was not actually his RA. I was RA in his dorm.
Okay.
Technically, residence hall. Sorry, NYU people.
What can you tell us about college-age Joe Galarraga, engineer at Heritage Radio Network?
Wasn't with the blonde hair, longer hair, a little more hippie looking. I remember a lot of tie-dye shirts and Ultimate Frisbee. I might be wrong.
That sounds about right. Now, were you like a strict RA? Were you the cool RA? Were they smoking weed on your floor and you weren't saying anything? Or,
you know, if they pissed me off, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I was annoyed. Uh-huh. But I was also the RA that would get, like, money from NYU to take them to, like, the Diplo show in Brooklyn.
Wow.
So.
My RA never took me to a Diplo show.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was fun.
That's insane. Did you start DJing in college, or is that something you had done in high school in Colorado as well?
It was actually, I got into it from middle school. Wow. My friend he had some cool records, and he showed me, like, what a turntable was. Like, what is that? And he was just scratching. I'm like, that is dope. So I spent, like, 3 summers just saving up money, working at my dad's office, getting my first pair of turntables, like, 8th grade, freshman year in high school or something like that.
And have you always been into more of a, like, smooth R&B, hip-hop? Like, talk to me, I guess, about the first type of music you started DJing and how it's evolved from then.
Definitely, it was always the hip-hop vibe. Coming out here, you know, I got exposed to everything else. The internet happened, so
right.
All the club music. I got really into club music. And yeah, just the sexiness is just, it's always been there, but at the same time, I'm also into a lot of the crazier stuff as well.
Like, yeah, no, it shows. Your set doesn't stay, it's not like saccharine the whole time. You definitely have some harder stuff.
Yeah.
Now, a few of those tracks, did you play any original edits in there, or bootlegs?
I did have a few bootlegs. SWV one, I'm like still working on.
Okay.
So,
how long have you been making original edits?
I would say 4 or 5 years now. So.
Okay, cool. And what's that process like? Is that something, like, do you aspire to be more of a producer, or do you like kind of splitting it between DJing and...
It's like both, yeah. It's, I do want to, like, get into producing more. I've been DJing for about, 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And just that's how the game is moving on, where it's like the DJ is turning more into an artist. So you got to like be producing your own stuff, your own bootlegs, remixes.
Sure. And your original edits are really tight, I have to say. That So Emotional mix that you and Cousin Cole did. It's like one of those things, and not to get too into myself here, but I was in a dark, dark place. I was really depressed. I hated music. And I like by chance clicked on that mix, and it was powerful. It hit me.
That's what we try to do, man. We try to make it so emotional.
It was very emotional. Yeah, that's like literally what... No, I wasn't actually crying, but it was a good set. I really do encourage listeners to go find that So Emotional mix by Cousin Cole and Fee Unit. It's really, really good. And the interview's wrapping up, but I do want to talk about this project that I just learned about today that you're a part of that's fascinating, called Building Beats.
Yes.
So why don't you tell the listeners what Building Beats is?
So, now that you know I've been DJing for like 10 years, I've just learned so many things from being a DJ. I wanted to start my own nonprofit to teach kids how to DJ, how to produce, in after-school programs in high schools. So what Building Beats is we're trying to, just raise money from the whole DJ community, the whole scene, to bring it into the high schools. Starting in New York, we started a small school in Brazil. But yeah, our next step is like getting it established in New York, and then hopefully we can expand it nationally, internationally,
that's
universally.
Incredible.
We'll see.
You can and you can hold me to this. You can count a full service party in to donate all the proceeds to Building Beats.
That's such a cool idea. It's easy to just have like a donation box or the internet these days, your phone, you can donate your phone at the party or whatever.
And I'm scared to hear what kids that learn about DJing at that age end up becoming,
They're going to become leaders. They're become businessmen.
They're
going
to take our jobs, living. But that's fine, I guess. is there a website for Building Beats where people can learn more?
Buildingbeats.org. So
awesome.
www.buildingbeats.org.
Absolutely love that. Fee, man, thank you so much for coming on and spinning. And how can people hear your music?
Fee Unit, PHIUNIT.com.
Yes. Any parties coming up?
Actually, my birthday party at Glasslands.
Yeah.
I got Jess Jubilee.
Jubilee was here last week.
Yeah. Well, listen to that, Jubilee. We got Natus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's all for Building Beats. So we're donating on the proceeds for Building Beats.
Beautiful. That's Glasslands when?
Friday, February 8th.
So go to that party and then go to Full Service. Full Service is the same night.
All right.
To both. Glasslands and Tandem are close enough. You have no excuse. And I think I can announce this. Jubilee's going to play Full Service too.
Oh,
and
sick.
It's funny because she told me in an email, she's like, I'm playing this benefit, but I can come afterwards. And I did not know
That's dope. Good things happen on the radio show. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fee, thank you so much, man. You're going to take us out with a track. Which track do you got?
So I've been working on this. It was a Fleetwood Mac original.
Oh, wow.
Anthony and the Johnsons. Anthony covered it. I was like, let's see what I can do with it. And just messed around.
That's exciting. I
haven't put it out yet,
but
you can check it out. Tell me what you think.
Beautiful. Well, tweet at the man. Tell him what you think of the track. Come back to Full Service Radio. Fee, you can get the track queued up.
Word up.
Thank you again, man. Like I said, everybody, this has been Full Service Radio. I'm your host, Jack Inslee, and we are here every single Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for international listeners. And you can find us on heritageradionetwork.org, gunwash.com, iTunes, Stitcher. If you found your way here, don't leave. Come back. We'd love to have you back. We'll see you next week with RecTech, which is a huge show. A huge, huge, huge show. Big set from RecTech coming next week. We will see you guys then. Here it is. Original Fee Unit closing the show. Thanks.
my love, I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirroring sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through